under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, April 26, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Also want to remind you that we have still 8 tickets left for tonight's event. If you're listening to this on Saturday, Sunday, or early Monday morning, it's already over. But greatly appreciate you guys. If you come join us tonight, just text me Crawford, and I'll send you the flyer and the phone number to Dorothy Frederick, and you'll be able to get your tickets for tonight. Going to have a great event. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell's coming up as the only U.S. Senate candidate. She'll be there, as well as Dr. David Klemetz. He's the law professor, attorney, who put out that movie, Let My People Go. If you haven't seen it yet, you definitely need to schedule it, plan it, see it, watch it, tell people about it. Let My People Go. Very excited about today's show. We're going to have a great history lesson in the second hour. Pastor Chatfield is going to respond to a YouTube video. A YouTube video from a pastor at his church. It's only about 3-4 minutes long. But then we're going to get a response from Pastor Chatfield. Politics in church. What does the scripture, what does the word of God, what does the Bible say about it in responding to this pastor's rant? And I have understood this argument for my entire life. I've heard some pastors preach it. Got a major problem with it, though, and I think Pastor Chatfield's on the same page as me. And is going to take the time to research scripture, put together, I hope to be, a very entertaining second hour history lesson today from 10 to 11. We're going to be hearing from Todd Smallenberg. He's coming up in today's show, what's going on in the 106th. He has officially filed. He is going to be on the ballot, and it's game on. As well as Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. She is on the ballot for U.S. Senate, as are 4 other Republicans. So we'll get her take on things, the state of the campaign. how it's dropped from 13 candidates running down to 5. And she's the only woman, number one, and number two, she's the only non-politician. So, very interesting show for you today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Again, text me the word Crawford. We'll get you those last-minute tickets, and you'll be able to come join us tonight in Grayling at Kirtland Community College, east of I-75, right off of the 4 Mile Road exit. So, got a great show. We're excited. Going to have a great weekend. Yeah, baby, bring it on. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque Isle County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Barner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show, a second segment of our number one on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is Todd Smallenberg. He's the Republican candidate for the 106th House District. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you today, brother?
We're good, good, good. I want to have you on the show today. The filings are done. It's over. and some last-minute filings in our neighborhood has popped up here on Tuesday last minute. Neil Friske is going to be Republican primary challenged by Parker Fairburn, the opponent he defeated last time. And also, Ken Borton is being primary challenged in the 105th by Christian Marcus. And I've reached out to Christian and looking forward to getting to know you better. And actually wants to get to know this gentleman, Mr. Parker Fairburn, as to why he's primary challenging Neil Friske in the 107th. I'd like to get your perspective on all that.
Well, from what I'm hearing, all the Freedom Caucus members are being primaried but one. So it's kind of ironic that we have the establishment going after actually true conservatives. I guess we'd have to ask them what their agenda is for that.
Exactly. And it's interesting that Cam Cavett in the 106, your opponent, joining in with these other incumbents, Ken Borton and Parker Fairburn, only from the standpoint that he's the chair of the Emmett County Republicans. Have you ever had an opportunity to interact with the Emmett County Republicans while you've been out on the road traveling around the district and other areas? Have you ever interacted with those folks there at Emmett County Republican Party?
Well, I went to the ERG meeting where, you know, as you know, I confronted Jack Bergman,
right,
over the Star Pack and my opponent getting money from his organization. But I have not met the gentleman that's going after Neil Friske's position.
Okay. Now, at that event, I want to be clear, Emmett Responsible Government is not part of the Emmett County Republicans, but a lot of their members were there. And explain to the audience that haven't heard this story before, Todd. I know you and I have talked about it on the air, but refresh everybody's memory. What did you do at that ERG meeting in Emmett County, and what exactly is Congressman Bergman's Star Pack?
Well, Congressman Bergman's Star PAC is a organization that was set up to encourage and support veterans to run for office. And my problem with that was, is he gave $5,000 to my opponent, Cam Cavett, who is not a veteran. So they're going out there and collecting money from folks thinking it's going to support veterans, and he's doing the opposite. So I wanted to confront the congressman and get his response, and his response was very flippant and very, arrogant. And he literally looked at me, said, and, then proceeded to try to talk through it. And, I didn't play that game. I mean, you're out there using, veterans as a pawn to get money, and then you're giving it to non-veterans. So I called out Cam Cavett, told him to give it back. And he still hasn't given it back. And Jack Bergman was just a flippant, arrogant person who just thinks he could do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, he made a comment that some days he'll vote yes for something, and next day he might vote no. You know, so, I mean, that's the type of people we have representing us in Lansing and in D.C.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, another filing that got into the race, and I know he's very much interested in talking with you more, in that race, besides Josh Saul, who filed on Monday, Tuesday, J.D. Wilson filed in the 1st Congressional District. And kind of interesting now that another person's gotten in and going to be asking people. I'm afraid, Todd, though, from a strategic point of view, those two could possibly split the vote of the Patriot conservatives, and Bergman's going to easily win the Republican primary.
I agree with that assessment. It's unfortunate that you're going to have those two split it, and then, you know, Jack gets sneaks in between them.
Yeah. Well, until 5 o'clock today, candidates can be withdrawing their filings, and I'm withdrawing my filing from the 104th as a Democrat because the entire state of Michigan is protected due to the top of the ticket U.S. Senate race. Three Democrats now have been confirmed as turning in their signatures for U.S. Senate. Lisa Slotkin, Hill Harper, and this Nasser Baydoun, the Muslim from Dearborn, they are on the ballot for the August 6th primary. So that basically is going to keep all the Democrats at home for the statewide election this year. But up here in the first, then there's a second race. Two Democrats have filed against each other to run against Bergman in November. This Callie Barr and Dr. Bob Lorenzer, who ran against Bergman last time. So no need for me to have to protect the 104th, the U.S. Senate seat, basically protecting the state, first congressional district race. We're good to go. The Democrats are going to have to stay on their side of the ballot. Republicans are going to have a pure primary where all we have to do is talk to real Republicans for August 6th, Todd, and this thing could be over.
Yep. No, I'm with you 100%.
Do you think this changes your strategy at all as far as your game plan, what your campaign team's been working on, or is this falling perfectly in line with what your initial plans were?
I think we're on track. I mean, we've been hitting each one of the towns. And then we're just going to continue knocking doors. I'm going to make sure everyone knows me because, as you know, I'm getting outraised because of the DeVosses and everyone else throwing money at Cam. Everyone that doesn't live in the district is throwing money at him, so you got to ask who he's working for. Our plan is just to continue doing what we're doing, and the more and more people I meet, the more and more there are throwing their support behind us.
Yeah. I think your biggest campaign expense is going to be shoes and signs.
Yeah. Well, I'm just dropping a couple more thousand on signs. Because everyone's asking for them, and I'm very appreciative of that extremely much. So we're just getting more and more of the 4x6s, and I'm picking up the 4x8s as soon as I get back to Michigan out here this week supporting the Gold Star Family retreat that we do annually for our foundation. So it's nice to be around all the families that lost their loved ones that I had the pleasure and honor to serve with.
Yes, absolutely. But mentioning signs, because as you're knocking on doors, of course you ask, well, after hearing my story, would you mind putting up a yard sign for us? And, you know, some neighborhoods you might have one or two, you might have, you know, three or four. But based on our rural community we have, these signs could be end up being also miles apart. And that all takes money and gas and sign costs and things like that. You need money to offset the DeVos money that's going into Cam Cavett's campaign.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's just it takes money to win, and you know, the donations I appreciate immensely, but we need help, and I'm going to be hitting the donations here really hard in this next 2 months, so we get prepared for all the mailers that the DeVosses and all them are going to send out. Saying what a great guy Cam is, but if you go into, you know, rescuemichigan.org, you can actually see his voting and see that he is not a conservative and he's not representing us. He's representing himself and the big money down in Lansing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one other thing I think that's interesting, I believe you'll be attending the Presque County Republican event on Saturday, May the 11th.
I will be there, sir.
Yeah, because one of the things I think is pretty interesting is how the community in Presque Isle, what a great job they did in getting candidates to run for county commissioner, a county clerk. They even got a prosecutor race happening in Presque Isle County. But they're just one of the counties that have already come out and endorsed you. Talk about the other counties in this race and where's the status of those endorsements.
Out of the six counties, four have endorsed me. I just wrote a letter to Alcona, and they're voting on that here shortly, and it's looking good for us from Alcona. So here in the next week or two, I'll hear about the endorsement from Alcona, and that'll put us five of the six counties have endorsing us. So now, very fortunate on that.
Yeah, and which is the one county that hasn't endorsed your race yet?
Sheboygan.
Sheboygan
Cam's
County.
Hometown.
Right. But that's under, I believe, the chairman Rick Selva and Larry Hull and those folks are running the Sheboygan County Republican Party?
That is correct.
Okay, very good. Well, we'll reach out to those guys and see if perhaps persuade them to vet you guys. Maybe a debate in his home county would be a good thing.
We are working on that. Rick Selva is working on that. I have not heard any feedback yet. If he's responded, he has not responded to my letter that I sent certified. I do have his signature when he signed for the letter requesting a debate. But we're trying to get three debates set up throughout the counties so that way more folks can know who we are and what we stand for, so they're informed when it goes to the August primary. And so far he has not responded. I don't know if he's trying to do a Joe Biden and hide on me.
Yeah.
But if he does not show up, I will still have a debate and I'll answer questions from the moderator and the folks that show up to hear me.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, again, the website, folks, is electsmallenberg.com. It's SMALENBERG. If you'd like me to text you that link, just text me Todd, and I'll send you the link to it, electsmallenberg.com. You can donate there, sign up, volunteer, knock on doors. There's a lot of doors to knock in those six counties, aren't there?
There's a lot of doors, a lot of mileage. My truck is, I'm filling that thing up 3 to 4 times a week. I can use all the help I can get, and I appreciate you and Miss Vicky putting that out there and the folks that that took you up on that challenge. And I just ask folks to, whatever they can do to help. I'm not hitting special interests or lobbyists. I'm just strictly sticking with the folks that know me and that support me. And if you're going to support $25, $50 or more than that, it's greatly appreciated.
Yep. Well, Vicky donated personally herself $100, and we had a few of our listeners said they were going to match it and hopefully go online to alexmallenberg.com, donate, or mail them a check. That's what needs to be done. Final thoughts here, heading back. Do you have any events or anything coming up here, meet and greets, that you can let people know about?
Yeah, so we got, like you said, I'll be at the dinner on the 11th, and then the 25th in Hillman VFW. At 6 p.m. is a meet and greet dinner for me. And then we are also working with others to get more. I'm going to be doing one in Harrisville here in about next month or so. As soon as I get that solidified, I'll let you know, and that'll go on the website. But those are my two big events that I got planned, and I'm working some in Wolverine and Indian River.
Oh, yeah.
And then some in Sheboygan as well. So I'm just trying to get out there to, like you said, knock doors and meet as many folks as I can.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you stay safe out there at your event. Get safe travels back home, and looking forward to seeing you on May the 11th. Again, at the Presque County Republican Party, if you want that flyer, just text me PI. And if you'd like a direct link to alexsmallenberg.com, just text me Todd, and I'll send you that link as well. So safe travels, brother, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, brother. You have a great weekend. Give Miss Vicky our love.
I will.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Again, that's Todd Smallenberg joining us from California. He's out at a Gold Star Family event today, and greatly appreciate him staying active in that foundation that he works with, serving veterans, families that have lost loved ones. Really, Jack? Congressman Bergman, you're going to give $5,000 from your star pack to a non-veteran, which the entire purpose of the pack was to donate and elect veterans. Simply amazing. Comedy Hour News of Hour Number 1. We'll be right back.